About this time each week, we check in with Bill Hall, the real estate guy from Premier Homes and Properties, which sponsors this portion of the program. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Alec. And, you know, the colors that I saw this morning, the sun was coming up, breaking through some of those clouds that you're talking about on the trees were absolutely, it looked like Vermont perfect.
Oh, that wonderful.
You know what I'm saying? I think we could compete with Vermont in how our look is.
Today is National Vermont Day, by the
way. Is it really?
It really is.
Well, I thought it was Teddy Bear Day.
Well, Vermont so Teddy Bears. Bears. There you go.
So, there you go.
All right.
Okay, so, yeah, it was beautiful. But anyway, I thought I'd mention that because, you know, very few parts of the country look this pretty during this seasonal transition like that. And I think that we take that for granted. And this morning I said, I just thank God for it because it's beautiful. It was just a beautiful drive. But, housing market. Let's talk about the housing real estate for a change. I see it as we're in a time of, and I didn't know how to put it, but I read a good report from an author that talks about, the mechanics of it all, in real estate and more of an economic kind of guy. And he says, we're experiencing a deacceleration. And I thought that was a good word. We're starting to slow down, but we still haven't stopped going. Yeah. So what does that mean for the housing market? It means that more houses are coming on the market and there's been a little bit more of a lag in terms of their close, how long it takes them to go under contract and close. And we're looking at right now, we're in our seventh month of declining sales.
Mm-hmm.
Brought
about primarily because of the beginning of the war in Ukraine.
That interest rates, uncertainty of the future, inflation,
a number of things has
caused that. But we're definitely still in a situation where we're having an imbalance of inventory, where in some sectors we have plenty of inventory, and in other sectors there is no inventory. And there's really no rhyme or reason to that other than specific neighborhoods, some areas become hotter, more desirable than others. In fact, because more of the bigger, larger homes now are getting bought up by younger people and they're rehabbing them and remodeling, and they start to look good. And these people, the young folks that are buying these homes are coming of age and, in their financial life that they can do that. And that's really a good thing. And that goes to speak about Nancy and Russell's house that went under contract from last week.
Oh, yes. Okay.
So that's under contract. We had multiple offers on it. It was a very good thing, and I'm very happy for the Russells. They're good friends of mine.
Excellent. Excellent.
Yeah. So deacceleration is really the
That's
the
interesting.
Key.
Deacceleration.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that means
just
a little bit of a slowing down, but we still are going to have some more inflation, and we're still going to have to live with the consequences of all of it.
Yes, we are, and that's not going to change. It's probably going to be like we talked about before we went live here. However it feels right now, it's going to probably feel this way for a while.
Yeah.
However that feeling is. And, of course, Fannie Mae just recently did they're always doing surveys, but they polled buyers. They said it's now a good time to buy a house, and the buyers said 19% of them said yes, it's still a good time to buy a house. But last month, 22% of them said yes, it was.
Okay.
So we're starting to see a decline there in the buyer's situation. And then, of course, sellers, is it a good time to sell a house? I think 59% of them said yes.
Okay.
It is a good time still to sell a house, and I would agree with them on that. So I wouldn't let that, hold you up if you're thinking about
it. Well, it sounds like there's activity, even though this is traditionally a slowdown time, a deacceleration of real estate, right?
Seasonal slowdown during the fall is a very normal symptom of the time of the year.
Okay.
And that coupled with, the high cost of money, now it's almost 7%. Mortgages are like 7%.
Mm-hmm.
And last year they were 3%. So, that's a huge uptick there in buying power that's taken away from people just based on money, cost of money. And we take that for granted. Remember I told you 3% was a steal. 3.5% is a steal. I think 7% is a good value.
In this time. Wow.
Because I think
I don't know, man. Because I looked at trying to buy some houses, and at 3%, I could put down a big chunk, and then my payment was small.
Yeah.
Because, compared to what we paid, what was it? In North Carolina, we got a house for like $106,000, and our payment was like probably $1,000 because our
mortgage payment a month.
Yeah. So, but the percentage rate was like 5.5.
Yeah.
Okay. So then we came here and we got considerably a larger amount for about the same
because
amount.
Because of the interest.
Because of
the cost of the money.
Yeah. And I was just kind of like, how does that even happen?
It takes the buying power.
Golly,
we speak about it all the time. Yeah, it takes buying power. You have $1,000 a month to spend. Leslie, you give that as an example.
Right.
You could spend it on a house, an apartment, whatever you want. But if it goes to $1,200, you can't do it.
Right.
You know, so the numbers just don't work out for a lot of people. So, you know, that's a good threshold to look at it that way, but you're right. Things have gone, you know, with money, the cost of money going up is going to take the buying power away from people. I mean, that's just really the cost, the factor there. I mean, you can't get away from that. 35% of the people that Fannie Mae polled said that they think the prices of houses are going to come down.
Okay.
What was that percentage?
35%.
So about a third think they will come down.
Yeah. I'm of the camp that they're not going to come down. I'm of the camp that however it is right now, they're going to stay that way. We're going to go back to our normal, in East Tennessee, our normal appreciation rate of about 1 to 1.5% a year.
Well, how would that happen? Would that happen where people go, next door neighbor just sold his house for $400,000, I'm going to put mine for $400,000 as well. I don't get any offers, and then I go, okay, well, I'm going to drop it to $350.
Right.
You know,
right.
And then they sell it for $350, and then when they do comps,
yes,
you know, and enough people do that,
yes,
then that's when they start going down. Is that what happens?
Yes, it's follow the leader. Yes,
okay.
Yes. So what happens is when houses get appraisals, and that's the comps you're talking about, when they're appraised based on past sales, and the closer the sale was to the event that they're appraising, the better off you are. Mm-hmm. You know, because the stronger the comparable is. So so it has a lot to do with appraisals mainly, and appraisers have stopped allowing these crazy prices just to be out there. They pulled back too.
Yeah.
So and it's based on what's happening in the market, and they look at that very closely. These house sales are studied by appraisers. They go in there and look at each individual sale, then they go in and compare the house to the house that they're appraising and see how they compare. Then they plus or minus whatever the difference is. Like this house has a pool, so it's plus $5,000. This house has been remodeled, it's plus $12,000, you know, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll make those adjustments and square footage adjustments so that the house that they're appraising comes as close to the real value as possible.
Yeah, I mean, it's a science to a degree, but it's also, I would suspect, sort of an art form as well, too, to
it
be
is.
Able
it's,
to so, understand what you're looking at in terms of the physical house and comparing it to other facts and figures.
It is. It's exactly. And it's exactly what I do and my agents do as well. When we evaluate property, when somebody says, hey, I want to sell my house, how much do I sell it for?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we do the same thing, just a mini version of that. So one day, you know, that makes me think about maybe we should have an appraiser on. You know, I bring an appraiser on as a guest.
It'd be very interesting.
And we could ask him questions,
mm-hmm.
him or her questions.
Right.
Because that is a profession and they're very good at what they do. And in our area, we've got excellent appraisers.
And I think our listenership would really appreciate that.
Well, I think it's
make a note.
I just did. So back to what we're talking about.
Yeah.
The state of affairs in the real estate market is about going to stay about the same.
You think this 7% rate for mortgages is not going to come down much? Not going to deaccelerate?
I don't think so.
Even after a year and a half, 2 years,
I think it's going to go up.
Well, I would agree with that in the short term, maybe even the midterm. But
I think
long-term?
We're going to see 8.5%.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if we saw that.
Yeah, and that may be good overall. Once we get used to those numbers, it may be good. But, you know, the fact of the matter is that no matter what the interest rate is, I would suggest if somebody wants to buy a house, do it immediately. We can always adjust the mortgage later on. If the interest does come down, we can always refinance.
Refi.
So once you hit that threshold, I think it's 3 to 5 years, you're good. You know, and depending on appreciation and how that plays out will make a difference of when the best time to refi is. But overall, I think it's a great time to buy a house, and I wouldn't think for a minute of discouraging anybody to buy.
Even first time home buyers like the millennials or Gen Z and so forth, especially them.
They need to get in the market. They have to take ownership and get in the market. The sooner the better. Because as you wait, there's two factors that happen. As you wait, you're still paying rent someplace that you're getting no equity in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're just getting usage.
Right.
You know, so that's still going on. All that money is, in theory, not really wasted, but almost wasted.
It's a commodity.
Exactly. So that's happening. So, you know, the longer you wait to pull the trigger to buy a home and get in the homeowner marketplace, the better off you are, the faster you get into that. Because mm-hmm. once you make that decision, that's what you want to do.
But with rising rates and the cost of money and cost of borrowing rising too, I was asking that in specifically to the younger first-time home buyers.
Yes.
But it's still a good time, you're saying?
It's still a good time.
Okay.
Because the sooner they get into to home ownership, they can always adjust the other variables. Can adjust. If appreciation goes mm-hmm. if I'm wrong, and appreciation is 3%, they'll get that. You know, if it's only a 1.5%, they'll get that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as well as the tax benefits, hopefully,
certainly.
You know, of a home ownership, and the fact that they own their own home and they're in control of their destiny, and they don't have to worry about their rent going up every year like it's been,
mm-hmm.
because rents have been escalating.
Oh yeah, across the country,
and I don't see that changing
okay.
either. I don't think that's going to change. I think we're going to continue to see rents going up at a faster pace than appreciation on homes.
Home building, real quickly. What do you see in the next couple of years?
Building like as many as possible, like crazy.
Yeah, okay.
As long as we don't get bogged down in the supply chain issues that happens as a result of, you know, international problems and issues, and then the storms that hit us, you know,
yes.
that we have to do the rebuilding process, which takes materials. And
absolutely.
Material costs are actually, they went down and then they peaked back up a little bit. So,
yeah.
you know, it all has to do with each other. But the best thing to do is, if you're thinking about buying a house, call me.
There you go.
If you're thinking about selling one, call me. My office number is 530-7077, and my direct number is 423-946-7575. But, Carl, I think overall the market is good. I think it's strong, and I think that people should make that move and don't wait, because I don't think waiting is going to help.
Stability in the market. In the real estate market. That's what we're looking for. Bill Hall, the real estate guy, the number one more time.
946-7575.
We'll talk to you next week.
Let's keep it real. I can't wait.